Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. And I just want to give a quick update on last night's Star Realms pre. If you listened to that episode, you heard that I ran face-to-face with Alderaan, and he got the better of me once again. So I got 0 wins, 0 standing points in that tournament. I blame Trade Mission in this particular case. Turn one, Trade Mission. Alderaan not only gets the first player advantage, but also gets first turn Loyal Colony, which I had a lot of difficulty with. I ended up getting Ark, but wasn't enough. Couldn't clear his bases and make the magic happen. But Alderaan, Derek Thompson, is actually really, truly my... I don't know if nemesis is the right word so much as this guy just owns me, which I don't feel great about. Against Bri is stupid. Like, I'm like maybe 10 and 10 or something. Against Darklighter, it's like 10 and 12. Against Amola, 2 and 2. So it's like I'm doing okay against some of these heavy hitter big players, right? Alderaan has me... He's 10 and 2 against me. I'm 2 and 10. I got 2 wins out of 12 against this person. I feel sort of badly about it, partly because we're both mathematicians. I feel like somehow his Star Realms pwnage is a reflection of his superior mathematical intellect or something. Obviously, that's not true, but I think I take it that way somehow. Alderaan, Derek Thompson, if you're out there listening, man, I'd appreciate it if you'd just be my mentor. Just let me know. Like, let me know what it is that you know about me. Like, you see into the soul of my being, and you just know that you can just destroy me every time. It doesn't feel good. So let me know what I can do to be better. I'd appreciate it. All right. Well, I guess that's it for the Star Realms pre. Next time, we're going to be in the Queen Bee format, which I don't understand that title. It's just Colony Wars and United. So it's like a United Colony. It's a Queen Bee. I don't know. So I'm playing games in that. Mid-level 35 doing that last night, and I'll be working through that in the coming weeks. Maybe today later we'll get Dealzor on the cast for some card ranking. We'll take it from there. I'll catch you guys later. Question of the daytime, and today I'd just like to hear, what is the most underrated card in your estimation? Could be from the base set, Colony Wars, any expansions, as you like it. What is the most underrated card for you? You know, and that could be just one that you love personally, but everybody else seems to miss out on. As a teacher, I have taught many people the Star Realms game, and I think the card that people tend to overlook the most, I think I've said this before, is... the one I can never remember the name of is Battle Station. I always want to say Machine Base. Oh, it's definitely not Machine Base. Battle Station. 5-butt Outpost, no ability. Scrap for 5 damage. So, and in Red Faction, obviously. People just overlook it and think, I'd rather have some money. I'd rather have this. But if you have a cutter and a trade bot in your deck, this thing is awesome. Just to give you the life to let that other stuff happen, right? Just to give you the time to get a couple other buddies in there to make the magic happen for your deck. Battle Station, big time. It's 5 authority every time, whether it's soak or damage. 1 time on the damage. There's an old cartoon that I like a Looney Tunes cartoon. And it's a guy who's going into a talent agent's office to show him a magic trick. And he says... well, I've got the greatest trick of all time. No one's ever done a trick like this. And he's asking him what it is, and it's all this dangerous stuff. And at the end of the trick, he's got to go up to the roof and jump off into a little cup of water. And he shows the talent agent, and he goes and he does the thing, and obviously he dies. And then his ghost comes up into the talent agent's office, and he says, "The trouble with the trick is I can only do it 1 time. And that's basically what Battle Station is. It's got 1 trick. It can blow up for 5 damage, but that's a good trick. So that's my pick for most underrated card in the game, at least in the base set. Maybe I'll pick another one out of Colony Wars here later in the day. Let's hear from you. Call into the show. Tell me your thoughts. See ya.
Greetings, puny earthlings. This is Tommy, and I go by PoopFarter78 from the Star Realms app. I think one of the most underrated cards in the game is the Space Station. That's the yellow base that can be bought for 4 trade. It comes with 2 attacks and can ally for a couple more. It's an outpost, so you can get some protection a little bit also. But the true value of the card is scrapping it for 4 trade in order to purchase an excellent game changer like Brain World or the Command Ship. Opponents sometimes tend to overlook it, but I always try to grab the space station so I can kamikaze it and upgrade to something better.
Hey there, I just want to bring up a little interesting moment that happened in my game that something I didn't realize. As you start to figure out this game, you learn to think about bottom decking and how many cards are left and whether to recycle or not. And so, for example, if you have 5 cards on your draw deck and an orbital platform in play, you might not want to do that. You might not want to activate that because then the 4 cards you don't draw with orbital platform essentially miss a deck. You see them in the next hand, sure, but then they're at the bottom of the deck. You might not see them for many hands. They might be at the bottom of the next deck too. So normally you wouldn't. Now, I had 5 scouts on the bottom of my deck. I think, and I didn't understand this in that moment, I think you actually do want to recycle there because I draw a scout into my hand, which means that these scouts are at the top of my deck, but it means that they're not really in the deck coming up. So what I did instead was I saw 5 scouts, then I shuffled, and those scouts would come back out, perhaps the next hand. So when it's stuff at the bottom that you want to see, don't recycle. And if it's stuff that you want to move through, do recycle. And I've thought of this before when it's stuff in my hand that I don't want to see, and so I force a shuffle. But I didn't quite think of this one. Hope that makes sense. Call and let me know if it doesn't. Catch you later. Happy March, by the way. February lasted about 30 years, and I'm really happy to have made it this far. As we head to March, I find myself in a lot of tournaments and leagues and stuff that apparently are all starting at about the same time, and I'm sort of losing track. So in addition to the Colonial War Heroes and the Cat Assassins, which I don't think I've even talked about that tournament yet, we have the Star Realms FTL, we have the Board Game Geek Tier League, we also have some sort of a Masters Challenge-like side thing going on, as well as the weekly Star Realms pre-tournaments. And I think there's more that I don't even remember. Well, there's the tournament at school going on, and just so much. So, like, I'll get a challenge from people and not even have any idea what it's for. So that's all very intense. But let's see, we're one match away from finishing the second volley, in the Colonial War Heroes tournament, and my side has gotten a kill finally. More on this coming. But the one I want to talk about is the Star Realms FTL, the Facebook Tier League. I can't remember which tier I'm in now, Star Fortress maybe, which is like the second from the bottom, I think. And this season, instead of a round robin, I believe it's going to be a Swiss format. So undefeated players will continue to match up, and you'll match based on record. And in my first match, I matched up with baby girl Amanda Storm. That's BBYGURL. And if you don't know Amanda Storm, she is a tremendous player. I was 2-3 against Amanda heading into this match. And just the name baby girl sort of scares me. She was 3rd place in that Star Realms pre last week that I failed at. And she was a runner up in the, she was the runner up, I should say, in the Star Realms Legends tournament at White Wizard Games Fair. So she was, I think she lost that to Adam Charbonneau. Very talented player with a lot of experience. And so that was my first match in the Star Realms FTL. Did get the win in an extremely close game. I had some bases going, and she quietly amassed a bunch of green cards, and then just happened to luck into Blob World. So I was very fearful. I will mention one crucial play that I pulled at the end of the game. I had a couple barter worlds and I had one out. My deck was about to flip over, and I took the authority on it, and then I scrapped it for damage instead of leaving it out. I was about 25, 29 health maybe, and I can't remember where she was. But I scrapped it for two reasons. One, I could leave it out and soak the damage, which was fine, but I did want to go for the kill. The other thing is that she had a Knight Star in her deck. So as I clicked on her deck to look at what she could do, that Knight Star was going to get an extra 3 for my base being out, which I was not interested in seeing hit me in the face, especially because it could just go around the barter world. It didn't have to hit. So that was a fun little moment. Killed that to save the 3 damage and go ahead and do 5 instead of soaking 4. That felt pretty smart. And she took me all the way down to 2, and then I finished her off, and it was -5 to 2. So first win in that one. Looking forward to the next round, and I'll keep you posted on all of this. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. Big thanks to Tommy, a.k.a. Poop Farter 78, for calling into the show. I agree, Space Station's a fantastic card. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be talking about United Command expansion a little bit, picking out our favorite cards there. Hope to see you then. Till then, I'll see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.